A contemporary concerto by English composer Mark Anthony Turnage explores the vast range of musical ideas a piano can express. WRTI's Susan Lewis spoke with the soloist who premiered it and who performs it again this weekend on WRTI's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast.
Turnage, a classical composer influenced by jazz, wrote his piano concerto with soloist Marc André Hamelin in mind, although Hamelin demurs.
It's a piece in memory of the composer Hans Werner Henze, so it's not specifically for me, but it was written for us to premiere.
German composer Henze, who had encouraged Turnage in his career, died in October of 2012. The second movement of the concerto is called Last Lullaby for Hans. The full work premiered in 2013, with Hamelin on piano and Yannick Nézet-Séguin leading the Rotterdam Philharmonic. Hamelin describes the concerto as a bit unusual in many ways.
There are passages which really require a great deal of very diligent and slow practicing if you're going to get them in your brain, because harmonically they're complicated. There's a couple of passages that require a lot of displacement, a lot of movement across the keyboard. And the piece is very exciting. It's got a lot of jazz inflections.
The work showcases what a piano can do.
The piano is just a limitless font. It's really a horn aplenty of color and emotion.
This Sunday on WRTI, Marc André Hamelin performs Turnage's piano concerto with Yannick Nézet-Séguin and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.